Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Welcome back to the podcast. When we're in the book of Romans, we're going to start chapter 15 in this episode. I'm going to read the first six verses of chapter 15. Now we who are strong ought to bear the weaknesses of those without strength and not just please ourselves. Each of us is to please his neighbor for his good, to his edification. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. Now may the God who gives perseverance and endurance grant you to be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus, so that with one accord you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, this chapter is actually just a continuation of chapter 14. I've mentioned on a couple of occasions in these podcasts as a reminder that the original letters of Paul didn't have chapter and verse division. That's all post-Paul phenomenon of biblical editing and publishing. And a lot of times chapter divisions can be a bit awkward, and I think this is one of those cases. It would be quite easier just to continue reading right through chapter 14 into chapter 15. But something that catches my eyes, I look at this transition, if you want to put it that way, is Paul started chapter 14 in his discussion about issues of conscience, or what I've called negotiable issues in the Christian life, with an exhortation to accept those who are weak in faith. Now, it's implied in that statement that there are those who are strong in faith. It's obvious that the exhortation is to the unspoken group, which Paul would call those who are strong in the faith, and that they are to accept those who are weaker in the faith. And then he goes through chapter 14, giving illustrations about people who are restrictive in what they eat and people who are more observatory in what day they observe as being a special day. And he compares those people to those who are stronger in the faith. And he goes through that chapter 14, and you can go back and listen to those episodes. And we looked at Paul's instruction. He's basically moving into a conclusion of that discussion in the beginning of chapter 15. And he says in verse 1, now we who are strong ought to bear the weaknesses of those without strength and not just please ourselves. So I just want to point out that for Paul, there is the reality that there are believers who are stronger in their faith position before the Lord, and strength in faith before the Lord in knowing your position in Christ and knowing who you are in Him definitely leads to more freedom in your life. That doesn't mean freedom to sin. Doesn't mean that you can go off into the proverbial ditch that I've talked about in the previous episodes when we were in chapter 14. It's not that at all. This is a deep truth that Paul's trying to highlight, that those who are stronger in their faith position before the Lord experience more freedom in the area of issues of conscience. It's just a fact. It's the way it is. And Paul doesn't mince any words over it. Now, he's not creating categories in the body of Christ. He's simply recognizing that it's true. There were obviously believers in the church in Rome that were weaker in their faith, that had to be catered to some degree by those who were stronger in their faith. And the way that we cater, so to speak, to each other is that the stronger choose not to live for themselves. Now, all believers should choose not to live for themselves because he sets Christ out as our example. Christ is always the measure. The measure is never one person's level of faith or freedom or one person's level of lack of faith and restrictive lifestyle. That's never the standard. The standard is always Christ. And what was the standard that Christ demonstrated? He demonstrated the standard of not pleasing himself. In fulfillment of the scripture, he quotes Psalm 69:9, and he says that the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. So actually, if you look a little deeper into that verse, what was David saying and what was interpreted by Paul as a messianic verse was that people were actually reproaching God. And in the meantime, those reproaches were falling upon Christ. And Christ bore those reproaches. He didn't please himself. He didn't try to justify himself. He didn't try to get out of it. He went as a sheep to slaughter. He was strong. He knew what his position was. And so he could bear under the reproaches. And so this is the exhortation to those who are stronger. They ought to bear with the weaker and not please themselves. For whatever was written, he says, in earlier times was written for our encouragement. And he references the scriptures. And for Paul, that would be the Old Testament scriptures. It would be the Jewish Bible, as we call it. So all the scriptures were in play for Paul. And he says that we receive encouragement and that we might have hope from those scriptures. And then he goes on to say that God gives perseverance and encouragement, and he grants us to be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus. This is the governing principle. This is the most important principle to take out of these two chapters, that we would be of the same mind towards one another. Doesn't mean that we think exactly the same about issues. It means that we have the same disposition toward each other that was also in Christ Jesus, that we don't find cause for offense. We don't exercise our strength over and against somebody else who was weaker, that we choose to live for the benefit of other people, so that in one accord we may all glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the end goal, that we would all live for the glory of God. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.